For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included in the print version are omitted from this audio version. The Message. As ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, our sermons should present the truth of God's word in a manner that will bring conviction to sinners and edification to believers. Paul admonished Timothy to preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine, and that is our challenge as well. When we stand behind the pulpit in an apostolic faith church service to bring a message from God's word, there is a congregation in front of us that needs to hear good news. To minister effectively, we need a vision of people who are spiritually needy, people who have broken hearts and lives, people who are struggling with sin, people who face a whole range of physical, emotional, and spiritual challenges in life. We should pray until God gives us sermons that heal and liberate, that herald good tidings. When our Lord Jesus walked this earth, he said that he was going to comfort all who mourn and give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. As we study the text that Jesus presented in his hometown, we find the people marveled at the wonderful, beautiful, and gracious words that proceeded from his lips. That is what we are striving for. When we stand up in the pulpit, we need to pray that gracious words will proceed from our lips. We should never apologize for the gospel. Our task is to deliver God's word without apprehension or concern about the response of our listeners. We are presenting a way to live life here on earth without condemnation and sin and hope of eternal life in heaven. That is good news. We are not ashamed of the message we preach, and if it is presented right, it will appeal to people's hearts. Let us remember this. Our supreme concern in the pulpit must not be our sermon, but the spiritual welfare of the people. In 1 Corinthians 2, 1-5, Paul said, "My speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." Every sermon should have as its ultimate goal the bringing of men and women to a realization of their need before God and His all-sufficiency to meet that need. We want our sermons to be inspired by the Holy Ghost and to motivate individuals to pray. For a more complete exposition of sermons in the Apostolic Faith Churches, read the topics titled Sermon Preparation and Sermon Delivery in this manual. Counsel for Ministers. Most sermons could be categorized as being doctrinal, devotional, or evangelistic in nature. Doctrinal sermons include those that provide a better understanding of Bible theology. Devotional messages include the encouraging, feel-good type of messages. Evangelistic sermons tend to inspire action on the part of sinners and those seeking their deeper spiritual experiences. All three types of sermons are necessary, but as pastors, we may be advised to think doctrinal frequently, especially when we are preaching predominantly to those who have already given their hearts to the Lord. Understanding and living by biblical doctrine is essential to being a Christian. Devotional teaching will strengthen the hearer for a day or week, but doctrinal teaching builds a spiritual foundation and will undergird a Christian for the rest of his life. It pays to know and preach the theology of the latter rain gospel because that is the niche God has called us to fill. As ministers, we must be true to our God-given mandate to faithfully deliver the same faith and practices to the next generation that were delivered to our generation. We must never think of ourselves wiser or more enlightened than the dedicated gospel veterans who taught what this organization has stood for through the years. Our doctrine is what distinguishes us from other churches. When we preach it, we must do so in a manner that makes it practical and achievable. The doctrines we uphold are relevant to this day. We may endure pressure when we purpose to hold fast to them, because most organizations who once held views similar to what we continue to hold have since deviated from them. Their effort to win the world by accommodating its longings has not only failed to win the world, but has made their diluted message less appealing to spiritually hungry souls in the world. We must be careful not to follow down the same path, but to embrace the challenge to effectively pass on the faith entrusted to the saints once for all.